Blackstone Audio presents The Story of a New Name by Elena Ferrante, translated by Anne Goldstein. This book is read by Hilary Huber. 1. In the spring of 1966, Leela, in a state of great agitation, entrusted to me a metal box that contained 8 notebooks. She said that she could no longer keep them at home. She was afraid her husband might read them. I carried off the box without comment, apart from some ironic allusions to the excessive amount of string she had tied around it. At that time, our relationship was terrible, but it seemed that only I considered it that way. The rare times we saw each other, she showed no embarrassment, only affection. A hostile word never slipped out. When she asked me to swear that I wouldn't open the box for any reason, I swore. But as soon as I was on the train, I untied the string, took out the notebooks, began to read. It wasn't a diary, although there were detailed accounts of the events of her life, starting with the end of elementary school. Rather, it seemed evidence of a stubborn self-discipline in writing. The pages were full of descriptions: the branch of a tree, the ponds, a stone, a leaf with its white veinings, the pots in the kitchen, the various parts of a coffee maker, the brazier, the coal and bits of coal, a highly detailed map of the courtyard, the broad avenue of Stradone, the rusting iron structure beyond the ponds, the gardens and the church, the cut of the vegetation alongside the railway, the new buildings, her parents' house, the tools her father and her brother used to repair shoes, their gestures when they worked, and above all, colors, the colors of every object at different times of the day. But there were not only pages of description. Isolated words appeared, in dialect and in Italian, sometimes circled, without comment, and Latin and Greek translation exercises, and entire passages in English on the neighborhood shops and their wares, on the cart loaded with fruit and vegetables that Enzo Scano took through the streets every day, leading the mule by the halter, and many observations on the books she read, the films she saw in the church hall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?